112. This is going to be my anchor scripture for the rest of the year. By anchor, I mean it will, every other word will center around this scripture. And I want you to follow me this morning. We've chosen that the services be as simple as this. First, of course, to confirm or to be in sync with the COVID law. Comply with the COVID rules. So it's as simple as this. And we'll get more creative when the space of the situation of the nation that is about to get worse, when the situation gets better, so we have more space, because there will be fewer people who will need it. Psalm 112, start from verse 1. Crediting has declared bankrupt, guys. You should be happy. Why would you be happy? Because the Bible says, behold, darkness will cover the earth, and gross darkness will cover the people. Actually, can we start from that scripture? So I'm going to preach very simply this morning. Very easy. He tells us that darkness will cover the earth. That's scriptures. When you have many MPs, director, these are the word people who think they have everything put together. You go to their office, they are talking grammar from here to there. They have procedure and processes, bureaucracy. Yet with all resources, they cannot lead just little Croydon. They were incapable of leading people to prosperity amidst plenty. These men and women are failures because they refuse to embrace God. Let me just leave it at that. Look at Isaiah 60, verse 1.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
A typical black person living in Croydon right now does not know what it means for his council to go bankrupt. He has no clue. He probably hasn't read the news, but he would have read about Pastor Sam. What has Pastor Sam or Miriam got to do with your economy? He doesn't know, because his economy is gossip and rumors. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Not upon the world, you. Now I want you to note that word this morning. Verse 2.
For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth.
Because he uses the word for, it therefore means because. You're going to have to arise and shine because darkness will cover the earth. I've told you the word darkness before. Confusion and all those stuff will cover the earth. Grown men who are bred and born and bred in this system cannot, with all the resources of the world, cannot manage a council. What is a council? You go around charging people for living. That's all. You've done that. You've got all the money, but you still have to be bankrupt. It speaks about the stage and the state of your mind. You are bankrupt already. Let me tell you. Everyone who does not have a wealthy mindset will render people bankrupt, even if they are given all the monies in this world. Behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness will cover the people. So the geographic location that is called the earth will be covered with darkness. That's things like COVID. That's the earth. That's the location. That's why people will have to stay at home. But then the people now is the next stage. The earth has been covered with darkness. Now it said, and deep darkness. So what covers the earth is nothing compared to what will cover the people. And so the first stage is the earth. The geographical location will be affected. And we've seen that in a proportion portion that we never thought could ever be. The next stage is the people and deep darkness. Again, I repeat, what will cover the people is nothing compared to what has covered the earth. The Bible calls it deep darkness. It's palpable. You can touch it. You can feel it. You can see the world. The people in the world going through these things, it's happening and it's about to happen more. But
the Lord will arise over you.
Uh-huh.
And his glory will be seen upon you.
And this is where I'm going this morning. There is the earth. Then there is the people of the earth. Then there is you. A time when God is about to do the rising upon you, he has to clearly put a demarcation. That is what family is. So I want you to follow my pattern of thought, because it will sound like you've heard this when we're speaking about families. And you have. But with a different start this morning. There has to be the earth. There has to be the people. And then there has to be a people. If evil people think you are good, then you have a problem. If good people think you are evil, so a time comes in the will of God that it is not boxes that will be ticked. It is actually his will, meaning that you please him to a place where even the so-called people think you are the evil. That's what they did to the church, the real church. But you are part of the people. If evil people think that you are good, the world is filled with evil. I'm telling you now. What is an evil person? A person that rejects God and his will. It doesn't mean that they don't go to church. And so this morning, God says there has to be the earth. So in Isaiah 60, there are three categories of situation. The earth, the people, and the Jew. And so it tells us this morning, what side do you belong to? And the common side is the people. And God says, no, you have been taken out of the people. That's why you are called the church. The ecclesia, which is actually the family. The people. Now, this is important when we talk about wealth. Whenever you hear in church, maybe a prayer or a prophecy, and someone says, God is going to take you to your wealthy place, what do you think about? You think about cars, you think about house, you think about your good desires. If you're not house or car or clothed person, you think about whatever is good for you. But God says, no, it is actually becoming the you. The you is like God saying to Abraham, in you, that all the nations will be blessed. It is a you thing. That is what is called a wealthy place. The place of wealth is opened up to you when you belong, when you join the family. At that point, it's you versus the earth and the people. You're no longer part of those people. They can't like you and you can't like them, because you're not meant to have a love affair. You are meant to have a savior's affair. Uh-huh. You're supposed to be the light of the world, not the friend of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. I told you why already, because God already loved it. So it cannot be the same. I want you to understand your calling this morning, brethren, that it is not many noble. You've heard this before. It calls you out to take you out of the people, because the only thing the people are going to get now is going to be deep darkness. So my wealthy place is the fact that it creates a family and it counts me worthy to be in it. That's all. That's wealth. Psalm 112 verse 3. Start from verse 1 if you will, please.
Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord.
It starts with the man who fears the Lord. And whenever you see scripture or writing that gets specific, it's separating people from people. is demarcating people from people. So this does not happen just by prophecy. It happens by understanding, by knowledge. By me, wisdom says, by me, kings reign and princes decree justice. That's how people reign. That's how people get into their position. So in this world, the billionaires are so because they have knowledge that others don't have. It's just as simple as that. They don't mix with other people. They are not mostly people that are liked by people. Do you understand that? A billionaire is not liked. It's not. They don't check how many likes their post have got. That's even when they remember to post anything. They are people. I use them as example because you are more wealthy. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord.
Who delights greatly in his commandments.
This is where Christianity gets separated from relationship with God. Who delights greatly. The measurement of a man's life is how much what they listen to. Because you don't listen to what you don't honor. So what makes us a people? What is our constitution? How do we know we're not just being crazy? Because we delight in the command of God. It doesn't mean you do it all already. You delight in it. You look forward to what time. You are excited at the word. Do you understand that? You want to hear what God is saying next. Blessed is the man who delights greatly. So it is not just delights. People go to church and they cannot even endure 20, 30 minutes of word. They don't delight in that word. So you're not doing extra. You delight greatly. You know, David was special, a people, a person, because of his kind of delight in the commandment of the Lord. Did David always do the word? No. But his delight was on another stage. His delight was in another level. So God talks about the making of this kind of people that he was talking about in Isaiah 60. There is a making. It makes them differently. So again, I repeat, you cannot be like the people. The church people are the people. The banking people are the people. And you see that daily. You look at this man and say, how much have you given to the word this week? No time. No time. In other words, you're just like the people. You're just like everyone else. You're not studios at the word. You know, there's no SoundCloud. You're just like the people. And because the people are many, they constantly beckon come. They constantly beckon come into our confusion. And at this moment, they are still in confusion, but they are going into deep one. But because there are so many, when you turn right or left, all you hear is the voice of the people saying, come. They are the ones who elect their leaders. And you realize that nothing changed. From now till tomorrow, Africa can elect new people. If an angel rules there, it will just be as worse. Nothing can happen. If a PT runs Nigeria, it's just going to go down still. The people have no knowledge. The mind is not wealthy. But let me think with you this morning. I want you to think with me, please. And this does not, it doesn't matter how young you are. So we've tried to find solutions in the world. At a time, the world got professors and leaders, graduates of great institutions, and formed cabinets with them and said, let them rule us, let them create this and that, and it failed. At least you are alive and old enough to know it didn't work. Then at the time, greater people in court came and started rioting. We fought, we threw stones and burnt places down, looking for what? Better life, like the Brixton riot and stuff like that. People of peace also. And so there was violence. People fought. But guess what? It failed. Guess another thing that happened. At a time, some people came and said, we're just going to run this with peace. We are those who protest like Gandhi with peace, like Martin Luther King, peaceful demonstrations and da 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 da. But guess what? It didn't work. It failed. Then guess what? Another set of people came and they said, we are the people who influence things from the back end. We're going to get into government. We're going to get into this and we'll change their way. We will not talk violence. We will not talk peace. We'll just change policies. But guess what? it failed. All these things failed. So the question must be, especially if you live in Great Britain, the racist center of the world, where racism is not personal anymore. It is now systemic. So it is not Mr. Charles. It is actually a whole system. It's a system that looks down on your color and suspects you. And so I said, it's not... How do I put this now? But let me leave that. So all these systems failed. And so you must ask yourself, then what would work? What works then? Again, especially if you live in this city, a city that is designed to keep people in poverty. UK is a huge prison. And I hope you clock that whilst you are young. It's big, meaning huge compared to prison. It's a huge prison. The actual prison is just that you are animalistic enough that you cannot live with normal prisoners. It's prisoners. So they create wormwood and all those stuff. But this itself is a prison. What is it a prison of? A prison that keeps you small. A prison that has no accommodation plan for new wealth, for new people rising up, for innovation. So you are caged in the legacy that even the leaders at the moment do not understand. So if you live in this country, please show me any black successful person. If they say that's a surgeon, he's black. Is black. Is that go and check their tax book and you'll see they have problems that you will never see. They are struggling. They are struggling to live. They are struggling to be anything significant in life. Struggling people buy 10,000 properties and in their old age is all taken away. The tax man says you're not supposed to be that big. I hope you understand this whilst you are young. This is a prison. So, and people have done everything. Go and check all the black MBEs and OBEs, apart from those who play football, who at the time afterwards, you don't hear of them anymore. Go and check those who try to rise up from this country, white or black even. See how their life goes towards a slope. And you begin to wonder, where are they? Sometimes they vanish into oblivion in America. Sometimes because they also get to a stage where they know this is not a country for it. If you want to be prosperous, if you want to be big, if you want to do something significant with your life, they then go there, but they vanish because they've been in prison for too long. And when you try to go express that somewhere else, you won't make it. So what could be the solution then? Because we seem edged on both sides. It's either you say, well, you know, I give up, I'll look at other nations. We can't, because destiny brought us here. At the same time, we cannot accept that system. So what do we have to do? This is not the solution yet, but what do we have to do? We have to fight to the point of bloodshed if need be. But that's not even the solution. It's a city that kills those that are sent to help it. That is the situation. I was sitting with one of the pastors older, and he's probably the biggest in UK, whatever biggest means. You know, biggest means like 1,000 people. And then the Sunday, 600 will come. That's biggest. That's big. I was speaking to him and he looked at me and said, if I'd known when I was younger, this is him speaking, I'm not learning from him. That's his own opinion. When I was younger, I would have run and started in another country, but I'm older now. I can't. He said, this is a frustrating city. But yet, he said, you see those who are downstairs, I was talking about his friend, why this, that, they said, if they know the problem I have, they wouldn't touch me with a stick. But still, the same man goes outside and say, hallelujah. And everybody say, wow. They are dying. He cannot tell them the truth. And I don't blame him for that. That's how we find ourselves. But destiny brought us here. So what is the solution, guys? Because truly, I want you to, that's why I said you've got to think with me this morning. Those things failed. We had people here, I've met adults who thought that they were going into the system to effect change. I'm meeting them now almost in their mid or late 50s, and change has affected them. They've been changed. Still in one building given to them by the council to do church. So actually, if you behave as a good boy, if you behave well like a good girl, the council will say, these are my elders that I know in this nation. The council will say, you see that building there? We'll give it to you for little money. But your record has to be clean. We give you the building. It can only hold 50 to 60 people. And then you don't have to pay much. Pay us 150 a month. And you are there now, 20 years after. And you wonder, what did you become? What is this? Is it not better to die than to live as if you never came? How do you carry fire in your bones and die to fear whilst you're still alive? They are called prisoners of hope. They believe that tomorrow will be better if I just behave as a good boy. And at 56, you're still telling the system, I'm a good boy. You can't take this building from me. They said, no, we're not taking it. We're taking this one because a developer has now come to build flat on it. But we're giving you another one if you are still a good boy. At 56, 30 people remaining in the church. And you wonder, what did you become? That is not just a pastor, and I speak about pastor because that's my constituency. And each time any young pastors, the ones that we looked up to when we came, I tried to rise and break all the status quo, is either they went prison, they died prematurely, or something nasty happened to them. That's never going to be my story. Before I die, people will be killed, my friend. Let me just let you know now. Let me just tell you now so that you know it's not, oh, so who knows what God is planning. There's nothing. I'm going to be here. And I'm not going to give up either. And also, okay, let me not go there so that it doesn't sound as if I'm saying I'm more holy. No. I wanted you to see the situation of this city. How it is programmed to ruin lives. But if God brought you to a place, your mind must take and your body must take that place before you qualify for the next stage. So it's not an escape. You don't escape. Because it's still the same man. Blessed, praise the Lord, blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his command, especially in a country where they don't want you to delight in any command. Because their command is more powerful. You must develop resilience and mental knowledge to the point where there is no system that can bamboozle you. The bait in this nation is the spirit of fear. It is prisoner to hope. If you behave as a good boy, you can maintain a credit score and maintain this and maintain that. You're prisoner of hope, only to get to the other side of hope and see that there is nothing there. Nothing is there. If you think there is something there and this is just pity blabbing, show me one person for the past 50 years, or let's say 40, since 1980, in this country. Look at some of your parents. They started promising. They thought life would be great. See how old they are now and see the struggle. You think you're better? We're not better. It's the same system. Everyone once had hope. I know parents who came from their countries and they were entrepreneurs. They were up and doing. They were agile. They wanted to take life. They had fire in them. But look at them now. What happened? What happened to dad and mom? It is 30 years after. The system had always been unchallenged. The system caged people. It tells you, clip your wing and hey, this is London. Be a good boy. But always a rebel generation rises at a time. Don't look at church as church. We've seen the consummation of it all. We were there when some churches bought big building and they said, this building is 5 million. Wow, look at this, look at that. Go there now, you find 30 people. You find 40. So there were once upon a time. This is the first time in history where for 5 years consecutively, you've kept a certain number and you've kept a leadership untouched. And anything that has touched it is just noise, but nothing has happened. And you've maintained that in the face of affliction, persecution, attack, lack, and plenty. And you're carrying the same integrity up and on and on, and it gets better. This is the first time in the history of this country. And what makes it more peculiar in this first time is that it's led by young people. The devil cannot understand that. And says, Spark Nation is shady. Yes, it has to be shady to you because you are in the dark. So you can't see clearly. But the light here is about to get better and brighter. Because deep darkness will cover you, so you will see this light. And that's what. So what is the solution? Intelligent people have done it. So it cannot be, the solution cannot be Pastor Dami's first class. Those who are in court, rough and mobilizing cannot do it. So it can't be the mobilizing of Pastor Sam. Because we've seen all that. Guess what it's going to be? It's going to be a family. I want you to check all what system. And I'll read about Abraham in a moment. God's system, when God was going to save the world, it was Noah's ark. So Martin Luther King cannot do it because of family. I won't say lack of family, but you get what I mean by that. Every other person could not. Brixton riots was not family. It was agitated people who were truly and really and rightfully angry about something. And God looks at the earth today and says, can I find a family? The church cannot do it because there is proliferation of churches. There are like thousands, and yet we are in bondage. Our pastors have to submit to the commission at the end of the day. At the end of the day, no matter how powerful you are, you have to go on. Pastors in this country literally went on their knees to the commission eventually. The system is too powerful. On two knees, they have to kneel and raise up their hands and say, I surrender. And it's not their fault. We didn't see church as a family. So everybody was fighting for their own corner. And Dami would think, if I just be a good boy and I'm a good engineer for many years, I'll be fine. Only to see that, yes, he saved money and he bought a few houses. Only to know at 60, they're going to take it back. Because it's owned by the system, but he doesn't know until he's 60. Another person to even the frost that thinks I'm going to know, but they will take it back. So the same fate beholds all of us. And God says to the family this morning, fight. Fight the good fight of faith, knowing that if a man dies, shall he live again? Yet all the days of my life, I will not up in the system. So go and be a good boy. I still have people at that age say, I just want to say, council just gave us a place. I'm like, who is coming? They've all left because there is no vision. Nothing was powerful enough to hold them. Oh God. Look, how do I say this now? How take the world with 100 people? 100 people trained that understand how to raise resources. They meet their target every month. They are fine. They produce employment because if they stay alive long enough, they'll take the nation. And it's not just talking about 100 or 300 people who... I remember when Neonatus, this is the real history, went to the gate of hell with his 300 Spartans, believing that it is better to die fighting than to kneel as a coward to the system and the threat of the enemies. I want you to see what is inside you today. The kind of brilliance that is in our community. Yet, a policeman who became a policeman because he's inferior to his mate, because he doesn't have enough ego, I don't want to say balls, to stand up and study like his mate, who becomes a policeman because of the littleness of his humanity, looks at a black person and suspects you, but hides behind the cloth of law to harass because you look better than him and you're the complete image of what he wants to be. How do you deal with that? You can't throw stones because it didn't work. You can't be diplomatic because it didn't work. We begin to develop family and mental resilience, intelligence that is brought to life. It comes by question asking and being diligent in the assignment that God has proposed for your life. Praise, that's why I use the word you. So I know that I got into my wealthy place. I'll boldly walk into any police station in the world and sit and cross my leg and say, what were you talking about? What rubbish is coming out of your mouth? It is the integrity and the fearlessness of uprightness with yourself. Everybody can call uprightness whatever they like. But truth is the most upright thing, even if truth is mistake. There's never been a family like this before, guys. So everything has remained unchallenged. So guess what you're doing when you're weak, when you're down, when you're giving excuses, you are weakening the family. You are being evil because God is looking for that strength on the face of the earth. Because as much as we can say that they've not been good to us and stuff like that, I want you to know that there are still millions out there who are in bondage. They are looking for freedom. The mere fact that they are attacking you is only saying they are looking for freedom. Because if something is so evil, why check it all the time? It's evil. How many times do you check on Satan? How many times do you spread what Satan is doing in his kingdom? I don't think you do. Oh, I just want you to know today Satan just went on Instagram. No, he didn't go on Instagram. Probably he's there. Many Satans are there, especially on Sunday morning. But anyways, the truth of the matter is you don't check. Why are they checking? They are looking for saviors. Forget the word they use. Forget their anger. They are looking for saviors. You ought people will ought people. We must be the people that take the ought, knowing that Christ still died for them anyways. They want to be you. They are desperate to be you. That's why they look at it all the time. So what do we do in that time, in that kind of situation? Your light must shine more. That's why Minutes with Pity for me is prophetic. I want the light to be there, and you must do deeds of light the more. Either you don't look at darkness to do light. No, you didn't hear me. You don't look at darkness and say, well, should we do more light or not? No, it is not how would the media take this. No, if I interview Pastor Sam, we've just spoken truth. I don't care how the media takes it, because I'm not speaking to them. I'm speaking to those that they've held in captivity, the sons and the children of hope, the prisoners of hope, the people that God has set you and raised you for. That is the season we are in. So if you are doing doctorate degree, do it with all anger. If you are sowing, sow it with all anger, knowing that the world really needs this light. If you are a mobilizer, if you are a night shield, do it with the anger of light, because this is God's almost last chance. Someone says to me, how can a man say I'm God's last chance? What about Noah? Was Noah God's last chance? Noah doesn't have two heads. You understand? So it could be me, it could be you. But what I'm not willing to lose is to get to heaven. And God says, it was you. We were looking at you. So I'd rather try and get before the Father. And the Father say, it wasn't you. That's fine. But I'm going to push. Nobody could solve. Black Lives Matter couldn't do it. Because the system already have how to appease us. And we also, we have things we're looking for. The people on Those Lives Matter now contacting me. Let's turn this into something profitable, they are saying to me. Let's make it into a concert. Let's make it work. How do we benefit from this? Because they also know, and they've created all the way for us to benefit from it. And maybe out of all the riots or stuff, 1,000 black people become millionaires. And that they will put in the media for a while until they destroy them. And but what God sent us to do is immerse, is to show that God still reigns in the affairs of men. What God called this nation family for, and you can pull yourself out of the group tonight if this is not what you see. For this is what I see, and it's based on that I'm not afraid of church. We're not looking for membership. We're looking for family members. People who understand this vision. I need the 300 Spartans. But they are spiritual Spartans who know that we fight your excellence, your individual excellence, only adds to the family movement. Blessed is the man who delights greatly in his commandment. Talk to me.
His descendants will be mighty.
Do you see what he was saying? It's about descendants. It's about family for God. It's never about Hobie on Yekar. It's not about Nikki. It's not about Shadia Duggan. It's about family. He said his descendants will be mighty in the land. So in the earth that will be filled with darkness. That's why I believe that those who grow out of me, out of this work, will be mighty. There's no doubt about that, because I greatly delight in the word. And how do I know? Because I have opposition, because they are not what people know more. They are counsel people. I know these are truths that are difficult to say, but I delight in the word. He said his descendants, I love that scripture, you know, his descendant will be mighty. Kaliata, do you understand the word mighty? In other words, your destiny is to be mighty. Your destiny is not just to have a house and a car. Oh my God, your destiny is to be mighty. So when law face you face the law, when you face difficult time, let those difficult times know that they are facing mighty men. They're not facing cowards. They are not facing people who are afraid to say, yes, I did X, Y, Z. They are facing mighty, because the Bible says his descendant. If you can, unless you have doubt about how greatly Pete delights in the word, and if you've been a follower with your heart either for 2 days or for 20 or for 2 decades, you know this guy delights in the word. It's simple. He said his descendants will be mighty. Don't mind about those who criticize you. In few years, they will be insignificant, inconsequential. Right now, they are not. They are inconsequential. Consequence means if they don't like you, you'll see the effect. Please, since they've been criticizing, but what is the consequence? Means God is saying to you, those who do, they are inconsequential. They might be consequential to your feeling, to your emotion. But God does not appeal to emotion. He does not appeal to your feeling. He does not appeal to parental feeling or emotions. He appeals. What appeals to God and what God appeals to is purpose. His descendant will be mighty in the earth. So as I celebrate 40th birthday, I celebrate mighty men, because I understand the word. If any of you is not mighty, it's because it's not this descendant. Because God's word can never fail. God does not lie. What he says is what would happen. So in any field you've chosen, I want you to write it next to your note. In employment, I am mighty. I need the word mighty to be defined this morning. And when I get into this kind of mode, I can preach to you tomorrow, but I'll stop. I need the definition of mighty. God says his descendant. So is it possible for me to have 1,000 mighty people? I don't think so. I think it's 100 or 300. So all the family heads, I want to see your database, your 300 together, meaning together. That is what we need. That is the next level of assignment. And then you begin to pour the word in them. Is descendants, faith, labelle will be mighty. In the land, on the earth, there's no jurisdiction for them. They, anywhere you find them, they are mighty.
Are there mighty men and women? Can I see the coming? Watching me this afternoon, his descendant will be mighty. That means in a city. And what brought us to a place where we can't be ignored in the, I don't care if 1 million people think we are dodgy. Because I know there is 100,000 that knows we are great. The 1 million thinks, the 100,000 would know, they know. Because to move close here, you have to know. I said, can I see the comments, please? Are they mighty? Thank you. Mighty men, mighty women. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. You don't face police and become a jellyfish. And you're not also rude. No, it is not rudeness. Because that also don't do it. You are mighty men. His descendants will be mighty in the land. Are you listening to me this afternoon? When you face even the prime minister, you speak with boldness, with precision. Because you know his love or hate for you is inconsequential to your mightiness. So there is no small person watching me this afternoon. Small people are busy praying to God to come and help them build Nigeria. And they said, Toby said, God has not done jack, has he? Mighty.
Very strong, valiant, bold, as a mighty man of valor.
Is bold, is valiant, is very strong. God is not going to pamper your emotion for the rest of your life. If you want pampering of emotion, go to this system. They already prepared how to be poor for you. They have social system, which people like Obama propagate alongside abortion endless. With people like Obama propagate alongside all kind of sexuality, which they stand for. To make the life of everybody easy, they say, it means if you live in a social system, you don't have to work hard. Don't worry, they say. You don't have to work hard and do all this. We will give you something per week. Dangerous for a black man to rule. Every week you have something. We'll also make sure that you don't have to pay for house. And if you have to pay, we will make it very minimal. Please, is this the description of bold, valiant, mighty men, very powerful? Malia Kataya, I wish I can open my heart for you to see how I feel this morning, because you live in a system. So when people who lead economy, lead America or other countries, they are saying people can actually prosper. Everybody can be a billionaire. And people like the other parties say, no, no, no. We take from those who are rich and we give to the poor, meaning you don't have to work hard. So look at what happened to our brothers and sisters in this nation. You can just have sex anytime you like and produce children, because the state, the hardworking people, will give you money to raise children. And you wonder how these children will not end up in the same system. Blessed is the man who greatly delights in the word. His descendant will be mighty. His descendant will not be social welfare kids. I refuse to be social welfare kid. I will wake up in the morning and walk with integrity and walk with vision and take risk and be bold and fight. And when I lose, I will come back to win again. When I run a business and it runs in debt, I don't care. If I'm declared bankrupt, I will also build a bank. Sometimes bankruptcy is what leads to bank building. Are you listening to me this morning? I wish every 13-year-old, every 12-year-old can have this fighting spirit in their heart. That is what you are supposed to train your young people for, whilst they are made on internet using American products. Twitter, America. Snapchat, America. Facebook, America. Instagram, America. The phone you are using to do it, America. Everything from another nation, a nation that taught its people how to dream. Cabaradoza. A nation that taught its people how to be. Everything in America is just big. It's expansive. You can't stop them. They are dreamers. So when they come to the world stage to compete, they are the best. That's a nation out of a nation. Either you ask them to run, they are likely to win. If you ask them to do anything, they are likely to be the first, because it taught his people to dream. It taught them to expand their mind. It made facilities, loans available for them so that they can dream big. So a nation that taught that, and then you have another nation that tells our own children, don't worry. In America, you have to have health insurance. Your parents pay. Here they say, don't worry. It's free for you. You can just have it. Unbelievable. And our parents teach us to follow suit. And when they don't, they also have to accept that we will run into problems because we're dreaming in a desert. But God says to us this morning, water is going to come out of desert, because he has a reason why he placed you with me in Raises Europe 2020 in such a time as this. He has a reason. He has a reason for all of this. So we cannot run away from that. I can't say, well, so I'm tired of it, I'm just going to Nigeria. No. We're going to fight until we can fight no more. And what more has God done for us? He has built us an army that is unbreakable. Throughout all the persecution and stuff, look at your strong leadership. They are still strong. They are still agile. And this leadership has to cut across all age. It is not just 20-year-olds. There is going to be a mommy bishop there. There's going to be a Pastor Morris there. It's going to cut across all age. But they know they are not there to correct anybody. They are there to also listen like every 20-year-old and fight the good fight. They fight in seed. They fight in talk. They fight. You've got your mouth with intelligence flows from your mouth. When you read social media, it is little intelligence. It's irritating to see. But you can't blame those ones. They are also prisoners of hope. Blessed is the man who greatly delights. So we cannot leave the place of the word, guys. It's the word. Finish this, please, quickly.
His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright
will be what? Empowered.
Will be blessed.
What is uprightness with God? Did David not kill? Did David not commit adultery? What is upright with God? To do his will. That is not giving space to sin. But to do his will is upright with God. Did Abraham not miss it? God came back to Abraham and said, walk before me and be thou perfect. Not that strange child. It is my will for you. The generation of the upright will be blessed. You are that generation. I can stand boldly and say before God, I've done everything you've taught me to do in 15 years. I don't mind what you do with me, but as far as uprightness, loving you is concerned, I've followed everything except that which I do not know. That's why Michael can't tell me anything. Gabriel can't start talking stuff to me. And Gabriel said, oh, we've just found that you're not upright. I said, well, what are you talking to? The Bible says, know ye not that you will judge angels. It said, the life to come has not been given to angels. It's been given to us so we can walk upright. That's not me saying I've been perfect, but I've been upright. That's grace. That's ability to know, Lord, I think I missed it there. What do you want me to do now? The descendant will be mighty. His descendant will be mighty on the earth. Remember, I used the word is. It didn't say their descendant. It's a family thing. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Verse 3.
Wealth and riches.
Do you see what would happen?
Will be in his house.
Wealth and riches will be in his house. And what?
His righteousness endures.
Spagnation is our righteousness. Christ is our righteousness. Well, this is our righteous walk. Eventually, people will see more and more of it. Wealth and riches will be in his house. That's why I said it's a family thing. It will be in his house, not on his streets, in his house. Wealth and riches will be in his house. That's where the family abides in. So the covenant you have with God, like I told you on Thursday, is the more you understand why you're here, the wealthier you become. because you switch off the mode of I'm here to get wealth for me. It is for family. And that's your own wealthy place. That's what actually makes you escape being a prisoner of hope. And I've given an example. And if any of those pastors are watching, I apologize, but I wish that you develop the guts. I won't keep using the other word. That you develop the guts to sometimes stand in front of your congregation and tell them the truth. Because truth will set them free. Because however long we live, and look at it, you're now living on just barely paying your bills and putting one block on the other in your hometown. You're barely living. Let them know the truth and you'll see them beginning to prosper, and God will help you because they are free. But they are out now on the same rendezvous that you went to because you've just given a big speech about go to school. But you went to school. Now they're going to graduate and they're going to go around. Isn't that why God made you their pastor? So that you can feed them with knowledge and understanding. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. This legacy can never be erased because it's a legacy based on truth. Abraham had become very wealthy, Genesis 13:2. Somewhere along the line, the church left the message of wealth. They just said, no, it's... But the Bible says in Genesis 13, verse 2,
Abraham was very rich in livestock.
Someone would have said, oh, let's get sheep and goats. In livestock and what?
In silver and in gold.
He had become very wealthy in livestock. He had people. Then he had silver. Why did he put silver and gold there? Everlasting currency, something that can never fade off. Gold is just relevant today the way it was 5,000 years ago. 24 verse 35, Genesis. The Lord. 24, 35, same Genesis.
The Lord has blessed my master greatly.
Uh-huh.
And he has become great.
Uh-huh.
And he has given him flocks and herds.
Did you see that word? It said he had blessed him. He had become great. And then he had earned. Meaning that the silver and gold was not the blessing, but it was additional to the blessing. So what is the blessing? The fact that he called them for a purpose. The fact that he called them to add a family. That's why I said your wealth is the fact that you are caught in here. And then what is the addition that will come? You'll become great, mighty in the land. And you will have flocks, people, Kaliata. Then silver and gold, male and female servant, given by the Lord. I love the fact that he keeps saying and. That's why nobody is coming in with money to help you. If they come, it's just there. No, it is true. It calls you to this wealthy place first. Are you ladies listening to me? This is the wealth. It's not marriage. That will be the end. It is not finding a good job. That will be the end. Are you listening to me? So we're not going to... It's not far-fetched to find out what is this blessing to call Abraham into a family, because God knew from the onset that it is impossible for revolution to do it. It is impossible for riots to do it. It is impossible for intelligence from Harvard or Oxford or anywhere to do it. If it were possible, they would have done it. It is impossible for spirituality to do it because people were spiritual. The world has about 3 million religions. Everybody is very spiritual. It is impossible. Even the richest church in the world, I think that's the moment. Remember, they were persecuted so much. For years, persecuted. What led them into isolation until they took, I forgot what their own city in America is. It's like everybody there is Mormon. because they were persecuted from one city to the other. In the other city, they were so persecuted that people rioted and started shooting at them. How did they become the richest church family? But even that could not do it. The Vatican City could not do it, because instead of becoming a family, they became an organization. Oh God, are you listening to me? And I have 300 family members this morning. If you're a family member, let me see. Maybe I can just count 300. We can take the world. The world, imagine 1% people rule the world at the moment. It is the world. He had become very rich. Finish that. As I'm saying, I'm family. It is family that I'm looking for. Family. I'm not looking for a church. I think that's where my predecessors missed it in this nation. They were trying to build a 1,000, 10,000 people church in a nation that is built for smallness, and they realized that there are many people, but there's nobody. Many people, but there was nobody in the pews. It's many people that have been caged by the system as well. Are you listening to me? Stand up, family, and fight as family. Can I reap 300? I want 300 to take. They will not be slaughtered this time around. Why are we not going to die as the Spartans? Because Jesus, our chief Spartan, Jesus as our chief Spartan, has died for us. And he says, we owe all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. The power of the system, from the police to the banking, from the banking to the taxman, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to him, and we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Imagine the taxman holds money. Have you seen the news? They are in debt. Unbelievable, huh? They are in debt of £1 billion a day. Unbelievable. That's the people that are supposed to save us. You are the savior. I've not counted up to 300. I want 300 family members this afternoon saying, I'm a family. I'm family. It doesn't matter what it costs me. I'm family costs. Family costs. What are you saying? For a moment, let me see. I'm family. I'm not just saying it with mouth. I'm family. This is where it all ends this morning. Whatever price, I'm family. I need to see 300 family members.